So decide which of you is going to share first and which of you will ask the questions first. If you're asking the questions first, then you are partner number one. And if you're sharing first, then you are partner number two. So partner number one, you are going to ask your partner, what do you really want? And partner number two, responding, letting things flow, letting things arise, whatever comes to you, sharing with partner number one. And if partner number two pauses at any point, then partner number one saying thank you, what do you really want? So finishing your thought, thanking your partner. And now partner number two, you're going to ask partner number one, what do you really want? And if partner number one pauses at all, partner number two saying thank you, what do you really want? finishing up your thought, thanking your partner. So partner number one, now asking partner number two, what are you afraid of? If partner number two pauses at all, partner number one saying thank you, what are you afraid of? Finishing your thought, thanking your partner, and now partner number two, asking your partner, what are you afraid of? finishing your thought, thanking each other. Partner number one now asking partner number two, what do you love about me? Again, if they pause at any point, saying thank you, what do you love about me? Finishing your thought, thanking your partner, and now you're going to switch. So partner number two asking partner number one, what do you love about me? finishing your thought, thanking your partner. And now, if you want, you can spend some time either integrating that experience, but make sure not to be angry or aggressive with your partner, not to be triggered. Only share and integrate if you can do so from a safe space of understanding. If you feel in any way triggered, I'd invite you to take some space, journal, and wait to talk to your partner until you feel you can do so from a grounded, integrated, loving, and safe space. Or if you both feel clear, feel free to move on with your day. And I encourage you to do this practice either daily or even just once a week as a couple. You can do different themes, you can focus on different stuff, or you can just do the general desires, fears, and loves. And if you love this practice and you want to do more work, then I've got an amazing program for couples to work on their sexuality and communication, or also a year-long sex, love, and relationship coaching certification, which you can also check out on my website. Hope you have a fabulous, fabulous time using this practice again and again in your life.